Marine ecologist Ransom Myers from Dalhousie University in Nova Scotia was the lead author of the study. He set out to find the answer to one question.
How many and what variety of large fish were there in the ocean before commercial exploitation began?
The study, published in the journal Nature, surveyed harvest data from global fisheries over the past 50 years and plotted the results.
And what we found all over the world, the same pattern, is initially the biomass, which means the number and weight of the total in the fish community, was 10 times higher than it is now, and the initial declines were enormous, on the order of 10 or 15% a year initially. So when industrial exploitation went in, the whole community declined very, very, very rapidly and reached an equilibrium of about 10% of its original number.
Ransom Myers says the problem is that commercial fishing trawlers typically use long lines with 100 baited hooks to catch tuna, marlin, cod, haddock, and other predatory fish. 50 years ago, trawlers could pull in 10 fish on a single long line. They're likely to catch only one per line today. Mr. Myers says an industrial operation can reduce a fish community by 80% within 15 years.
Humans are enormously good at killing animals, and if you fish in an unregulated way, the animals decline very, very rapidly. Now, I should say I'm not against industrial fishing per se. Where it's regulated, for example, in the great fisheries of the Alaskan shelf, you have a very productive system where all the biodiversity appears to be maintained. They've even taken methods to protect things like deep-sea corals and other deep-sea sponges that are usually not protected in the world's oceans.
Can you give me an example of how one particular fish has been impacted? You say 90%. That's a big figure.
Well, that's for the total community. Individual species may have declined much, much greater and may be going to extinction, where other species have increased. I think the best example that I have is off the southern Grand Banks of Newfoundland. We had a great fishery for a haddock when trawling first started. And there was 1 million tons of haddock out in a relatively small area. And within 15 years, this species was almost driven to extinction and now remains maybe a thousandth or a millionth of its original abundance. Really, truly, very, very low numbers. And that species hasn't returned simply because it's caught as a bycatch when you catch other species.
With regard to your study, you spent 10 years gathering data. Were you surprised with the results?
I was surprised initially, but as I looked at more and more data, it became more the norm and just an amazing consistency in the results of this tenfold decline in the total fish community. I think that many scientists are surprised and many individuals because we lose our memory. We lose memory of large fish in the past. For example, in the North Sea and off the coast of Norway, who would thought that there was these great fisheries for blue marlin? People there don't think blue marlin really exists. And similarly, in the Gulf of Mexico, oceanic white-tipped sharks is now considered a very rare species, whereas 50 years ago, it was enormously abundant, perhaps a thousandfold greater. So we as humans are not only we good at fishing, we're good at forgetting our past.
While some critics say that the data exaggerates the decline in global fisheries, Jeremy Jackson, a marine biologist with Scripps Institute of Oceanography, says the numbers reported in the paper are most likely understated.
These results are so clear and straightforward and striking. Now, one of the reasons I think it's so conservative is that all of those data that they use begin only in the 1950s or the 1960s. These are all fishes that we used to fish in great abundance for thousands of years beforehand. So any interpretation of the data of Myers and Verm has to be made in the context of that earlier depletion.
While the study makes no recommendations, Ransom Myers says the solution to the global problem is simple. Catch fewer fish, reduce the bycatch, cut subsidies and quotas. He says that political will and common sense must also come into play. The United Nations Summit on Sustainable Development in Johannesburg last year called for restoration of global fisheries to sustainable levels by 2015. Ransom Meyer says his study offers a baseline for that restoration effort and warns if present fishing levels persist, these great fish will go the way of the dinosaurs. I'm Roseanne Skirbel.